In today's Prairie Diary, three scenes from southwest Kansas. In a moment, impressions of Dodge City, the famous Wild West town that was once the destination of the Longhorn cattle drives. These days, cattle are brought by semis to huge meatpacking plants, and Dodge is more than 40% Hispanic because so many immigrants work in those plants. But cattle ranches still define the landscape of southwest Kansas. This morning's opening diary is by a 15-year-old cowboy on the windswept high plains near the Colorado border.
My name is Dakota Garrett Button. My summer started out easy. We worked about 1,500 head of cow-calf pairs, ID horned, ear tagged, and pushed calves in the chute. We had a good summer. All we lost was one cow and one calf. The cow got struck by lightning and died. I roped her calf and bottle fed. When a cow or a calf dies, to farm people, that's just like you lost your wallet. You just lost however much money the market would bring on it. When we have cows here, I ride through the herd on my horse. And sometimes when you're out there riding, you have time to think. And you can get away from everything, all your problems you just left behind, right where you left from. There's no problems. You're on a horse.
I'm Dakota Garrett's brother, Montana. I'm 18, fixing to leave off for college, hopefully on a rodeo scholarship.
Hey, lope in a circle, right here.
We know the livestock, like city people know their neighbors.
No, right around the
you start at 3 right o'clock in the morning sometimes, saddling up.
Come on, bud.
You ride fences all day. You go get on a tractor. You work till 8, 9 o'clock, get back, re-ride pens again. You get hurt a lot.
Mac.
You'd be out in the pen and get killed by your prize herd bull. A lot of city kids don't know what that really is. They call a job working at the movie Chick Flick down the street.
My family right now has about 400 head of mama cows. When we sell the calves, they're like 600-700 pounds.
And then they get shipped to the feedlots. After that, they go to Dodge City to the butcher.
To think that all the millions of people that feed or eat meat, I think they should know where this stuff is coming from, what it takes to get it to them. My name is Sal Venegas, actually Salvador. You're here at XL Corporation, Dodge City, Kansas. We kill a lot of cattle. This plant here alone kills well over a million head of cattle a year. ¿Qué pasa, amigo? Come on. To describe Dodge City, if you've never been here and you drive through, most of the people talk about is, what is that smell? You can't miss it. It's cattle. The smell to us is money, and you get used to it. This right here is the clean side of the kill floor where the cattle are coming in. You can see the heads have been removed. The shanks will be cut off. It'll come around the trimmers. All the trimmers are up here coming off the fat. Then they will go to the gut table. This is where all the intestines are being removed. I did that job for 10 years at High Plains Dressed Beef. This is Larry Blattner. He's been here probably longer than the plant. How long you been here, Larry?
23 years, 7 months, 8 days, 24 hours, and 23 seconds.
And he's about ready to retire, can you tell? This is the only place that I will tell you, you'll earn every dime you make. Back when I first started out, when I went home, the only thing I wanted to do was eat and go to bed. There was a few times when I woke up in the morning, I told my wife, I'm not going back. But it's good money, and it does get better. I had the opportunity to become a trainer. We have two orientations going at the same time, English and Spanish.
Número 49.
Normally, the Spanish class is packed.
¿Quién recuerda cuáles son los tres peligros en el producto?
Biológicos.
Most of our people come from Mexico. Some of these people from Mexico come in and really excel. You always hear this old story about people coming in, taking the jobs of the Anglos or second generation Spanish people here, whatever. That is not true. If they wanted to work here, they could work here. Some people think they're just too good to work in a packing house. Well, all I can say to them is I've been in it for 35 years and I have no complaints.
My name is Miguel Algetti. I'm a student at Dodge City High School. This is my sister.
I'm Denise Algetti and I'm 16 years old.
Both my mom and dad, they worked at meat packing places for a lot of years.
My parents just got tired of it. My mom doesn't work there anymore. My dad doesn't work there anymore. He worked in shipping, and he had to lift a lot of boxes and stuff. And he hurt his back really bad. He's had to have, like, 3 surgeries already from it. My mom works at Walmart now. She does maintenance. And I remember my dad used to be home, like, maybe 4 hours a week. It was really bad. So he never got to see me grow up.
This is Miguel again. Most people, when they think of Dodge City, they think of the capital of just everything that's Westernish and cowboyish. But the reality is most of the people in Dodge City are Hispanic. We're at Dodge City Downs, where the horse races take place. This is where a lot of Mexicans mostly come down here. My dad likes to come here, and he shows us how it would have been in Mexico. I've never personally ridden a horse. Once I did in Mexico, thinking out, because both of my parents grew up on a ranch. My mom still has that ranch that she grew up on. That's a lifestyle I think, if I had a choice to have, I'd rather have that. It would have been harder, but it'd been a lot simpler, and they really do live a better life than us.
The diaries of Miguel Aldretti and Dakota Garrett Button are at npr.org. On Thanksgiving Day, for the final Prairie Diary, Morning Edition visits Olsburg, Kansas, where residents gather to cook lunch for each other every other week. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.